All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, and on the phone with us right now, a friend of the Joe Show's, a new friend, Devin Allman from the Allman Betts Band. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Listen, first of all, I am so glad to see the band back on the road. You know, when you came through Utica a couple of years ago, everybody there got shocked at how cool the band was. You got a lot of fans up here, so it's great to see you coming into Apple Valley Park in Lafayette Saturday night.
Yeah, man.
How does it feel to be back on the road?
It feels so good. You know, after a year and a half of, walking very kind of, tentatively through the, the touring landscape, it kind of feels like we're rounding third. We're just about to normal. We feel like, we're at about 90%. We started doing drive-in shows and pod shows and socially distanced shows as far back as September 2020. So we're 9 months into, rolling, but this is the first that's starting to feel normal.
That is cool. Now, you and Dwayne Betts, Barry Oakley Jr., so people know, you guys obviously are sons of the Allman Brothers, but you've all been friends your whole life. Am I right on that?
Yeah, our dad's office was a tour bus and a stage, and we all met when we were kids on tour. So it's I think it's a pretty unique thing. I don't really know of any other bands whose offspring has started a group, where it's like, over, not just, one offspring, but like three, so it's pretty crazy. But we've been friends forever, and it's just a joy to finally be able to do this.
And I asked you that just because it seems like this is such an organic thing. Like, it wasn't put together, it was something that just happened.
It was totally organic. Yeah, absolutely organic. And nobody here would have done it otherwise. We're nobody's like golden egg laying goose. We're brothers from a long time ago, and it just took a long time for us to all be available at the same time, and timing is everything.
Yeah, that's great. So listen, new album. First of all, love the title, Bless Your Heart.
Thank you. I
get the reference, but the record, like when the first album came out, Down to the River, we played all night, and we played Shining. As a matter of fact, when I heard you guys do Shining is the encore in Utica, I said, that's the one. That's the one we got to get on right away. I love
that
song.
Oh, that's
amazing. Yeah. But, we threw Down to the River in. We played like four songs off the first album. And this one, I got to tell you the truth, here on the weekends, and we call her Lady Di. And she loves it. So
awesome.
She would say, play Rivers Run, and I'd say, okay, let me listen to it. And then I'd be driving down the road, and she'd be playing it on the air, and I'd say, okay, well, I guess we're going to listen to that one. So she's been your main fan here and really pushed it. But we're playing three songs off the new album.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're loving it. Magnolia
Thank
Road,
you.
Right off the bat, Rivers Run, Airboats and Cocaine. I love that,
yeah.
Dude. Pale Horse Rider.
Yeah.
You guys seem to have a wealth of material. What does the future hold? I mean, you seem to work fast.
I'm a fan of, like, our heroes used to put out a record every year, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe after the third or fourth record, they would take a year break because they will have earned it. I hope for the same kind of trajectory. We're still building the brand, and we're still getting really dialed in and gelled as a band. And thankfully, the one thing that the COVID situation helped is, like, we didn't hit burnout too quick, so it kind of gave us some pause and a little time to take a breath. So we're ready to get back out there and support this record. We're writing the third record, hoping to drop that next year. Hoping to maybe put out a little something in the interim to kind of tide people over. That's in the works. So, you just got to keep it rolling, right? I mean, we don't want to like drop an album and then disappear for 5 years. I mean, that doesn't do anybody any good.
The band Boston's the only one who could do that, man.
Yeah, well, the band Boston, you come out and sell 10 million records,
You can wait, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they got way burnt out because, you know, when you hit like that, everybody wants you out there, you know, laying those golden eggs. So,
hey,
thankfully, you know, we don't have to worry about that right now.
Yeah. So listen, one cool thing about the show is besides your own songs and the Allman songs, you guys picked some great covers. You did Tom Petty and Prince, and of course you do a killer version of Shakedown Street. Where does that stuff come from? How do you guys pick your covers? Because they're always really interesting.
It's just what we think, you know, would be a fun curveball, you know, like, and we're changing those all the time. So, you know, some of the ones you mentioned are very old news at this point, you know. It's whatever we're kind of getting into. And, you know, somebody will throw an idea and be like, oh, that, you know, we might be able to kill that. Let's try it. And, you know, we want to keep it fun. You know, we realize that, you know, when we're in a theater playing to, you know, 1,000 people or whatever, you know, we know that 700 or so are diehards, but we also know that a couple hundred might be brand newbies, and it's cool to play them something like they're already familiar with, like our spin on it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a study and like, you know, keeping it fresh.
That is cool, man. So, you know, you guys really, I love too the fact that you can stretch songs out, like Savannah's Dream on the new record. That is long. And the other night, I don't know if this is true or not, but you guys kind of hit the three-hour mark for the first time. Do you see yourself, do you see yourself going down that road where you can just really let it flow now that it's been a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say we're going to do a three-hour show every night, but, you know, it's something to look at, you know, because there's so much ground you can cover, you know, so I think what would be cooler than turning a corner and doing a three-hour show every single night, then all of a sudden that's not even special, right?
Yeah, get
so
it. Yeah.
Yeah, so stick to a two-hour show, which is about the attention span of people. That's why movies are 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
And then, oh shit, man, we're playing New York City tonight. Like, boom, we rolled out a 3 hour, 15 minute show, or like, you know, like really make it special, make people feel special for being there. We were in Macon, Georgia, which is where the Allman Brothers, you know, lived and operated their band for several years during their heyday. So it meant a lot to us to deliver those fans, you know, a 3 hour show. It was so much fun.
That's cool, man. That is cool. You guys are also very accessible. I mean, I know I follow John Ginty and Johnny and you. I saw you golfing yesterday on Facebook. You're accessible to your fans. I love that about you guys.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit, you know, I remember like, you know, I think it was 2010. It's 2010. I was making my second record and I don't know, maybe I had 1,000 followers on Facebook or something like that. And, I just had this idea of kind of rolling camera while making that second record. And I just noticed that people really liked to kind of go along for the ride, you know? And it really taught me something about engaging the fan base through social media. You know, when I was a kid, looking at Iron Maiden records and Paul McCartney records and Tom Petty records, if I knew I could pick up a handheld device and see what they were up to during any given day, like, that's mind-blowing if you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So we have the tech, so why not? You know, and you don't want to share every, you know, freaking cup of coffee you order, but, like, you know, it's cool to let the fans in and kind of, hey, we're in your town, we're, you know, we're out here bowling, or, you know, we're doing whatever. I think it connects us.
It does. It really does. It's cool. Speaking of neat connections, you know, everybody talks about you guys and your fathers, but your son sat in with a tune the other night. That was cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that was going to happen?
Cool. Dude, I did not. I did not. I wanted my son to come out and work. Like, so when I was his age, well, no, I mean, for real, you know, like, you know, when I was age, I came out with the Allman Brothers band when I was his age, and I worked and I got paid per week to set out the waters on the stage, to put like the day sheets under the door. This is before smartphones, so you would slide a day sheet under the hotel room door. That band member would wake up he'd pull up the day sheet. It would tell him what time supper was, what time stage time was, how long the next bus ride was. It was like all the info, right? And so I did that and I got paid, and I was a kid and I was like, you know, Orion and my son, I was like, dude, I want you to come out and we're going to give you some jobs and you work. But he ended up hanging out with John Genty. My son's been playing piano for years and years since he was a little guy. And man, John Genty sat him down at the Hammond B3, which is, you know, the instrument my dad was famous for. Yeah. And, you know, and there he is, like, learning one of our tunes. And I was like, what the hell's going on? I didn't realize what was happening. And then right before the show, I find out he's sitting in. It was incredible, man. Just like, wow, what a proud moment.
It had to be. And, you know, John Genty was cool because you could see him kind of turn around saying things to him, like tell him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was so, it was really, look, it's not my kid. And I was beaming. I was like, oh, look how cool this is, man. So, listen, I appreciate you spending your time with me this afternoon. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
Of course.
Apple Valley Park in Lafayette, New York, Allman Betts Band. Anything we can look forward to tomorrow? Can you give us any hints of what's going to be in the set list?
You know, a good magician never gives away their tricks. But I can say this about Lafayette, New York. Tomorrow is the last night of an almost month-long run. So, like, it's going to be like Let It All Hang Out.
Perfect, man. That is great.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Once again, thank you for coming on. I have to tell you that Lady Di loves the band and loves you. She's one of our DJs here at the Drive. We'll see you tomorrow night, my man, all right?
You got it.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, bud. Bye.